in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Faster than a bullet, stronger than a diesel, leaps tall buildings in a bound. Is it a bird?
No.
Is it a plane?
No.
What is it?
It's Superman.
In the thick of danger, helping friend or stranger, wherever evil can be found. Is it a bird?
No.
Is it a plane?
No.
Who is it?
Superman. The origin of Superman. The true history of Clark Kent. From Super Baby to Super Boy to Superman. Plus a complete adventure. Superman's Mystery Power. Superman.
Who is Superman? What other planet and super civilization did he come from? How did he gain his super strength, X-ray vision, and other miraculous powers? How did he, as Super Baby, first obtain the secret identity of Clark Kent? Where did Superboy get his super suit? When did the grown-up Man of Steel leave Smallville? Some of the fantastic facts have been previously revealed, but only a few at a time. Now, at last, here is the full exciting story from beginning to end.
The story of Superman's life.
Far in outer space, there once existed Krypton, a planet with a super civilization that was doomed to destruction from an internal nuclear chain reaction. Just before the planet exploded to fragments, a scientist placed his infant son within an experimental rocket ship and launched it into space. Time passed as the tiny rocket neared its destination, Earth. Upon landing, the impact tossed the baby out violently, but unharmed.
Crash! Thud!
For, as it later proved, all people and things from Krypton became invulnerable on Earth, and only the explosion of its super fuel had the power to wreck the rocket a moment later.
Blam!
Presently, as Jonathan and Martha Kent, who were then farmers, drove by on their way to Smallville.
Great Scott! That's a space rocket.
Land sakes. Then this child must be from another world. Oh, if only we had a baby of our own, as sweet as he looks.
Childless, the Kents planned how to take the space foundling into their loving home. And that night...
If we just kept him, people would wonder where we found him.
We'll leave him at the doorstep of the orphanage. And a few days later, we can apply for his adoption.
The sign on the building reads, Smallville Orphanage.
Soon, Jonathan and Martha Kent returned after having taken out legal adoption papers.
He's ours now, Martha. Naturally, he'll have my last name, Kent. But his first name should be your choice.
I'll use my former last name before our marriage. Clark. Our son will be Clark Kent.
At home, later, it was the fond new foster parents who first discovered their baby's remarkable powers.
Me help you, Daddy.
Jehoshaphat. How could you yank that stump out of the crown so easily, Clark? You must have muscles beyond the ordinary given you. Super strength.
In bewildering succession, the Super Tot's other powers were revealed, each more fantastic than the last.
Clark's gathering eggs for me at super speed.
me see gold ring you lost, Mommy, under floor.
Gracious. He sees through solid things with X-ray vision.
Great Scott. Nature took ages to compress buried coal or carbon and convert some of it into its other crystalline form of diamond. Clark's super grip created an uncut diamond in seconds.
When the time approached for Clark to attend school, Mom and Dad Kent planned to move into Smallville, but faced another problem.
Oh, my gosh. Clark's riding his tricycle at super speed. The air friction set his clothes on fire. Nobody sees his super tricks here on our farm, but they might in town.
Clark needs a super suit.
Mom Kent had saved the baby blankets from the rocket. And when they were tested...
A pitchfork didn't pierce the yellow blanket. Fire didn't burn the blue blanket either.
And a shotgun blast makes no holes in the red one. The blankets are invulnerable, just like Clark.
Finding loose ends, Dad unraveled the blanket and solved a tough problem.
This is the only way to slice the super thread by having Clark use his heat vision at full power to burn it apart.
Snap!
Then, after Mom Kent rewove the super threads...
Whee! Me slide down barn roof!
Now splinters or nails can't rip that super play suit.
After selling their farm and moving to Smallville, Dad Kent opened up a general store.
Clark is starting school today, dear.
Get good marks, son, and I'll let you work in my store in your spare time.
The sign on the building reads, General Store.
Time passed, and after the Super Tot grew up into Superboy.
I unraveled your super play suit and rewove the threads into your new super costume, son.
Thanks, Mom. I'll begin my super career in public soon as we planned. I've gained full control over all my superpowers except one, flying.
Often when Super Baby had flown as a child, he had lost control in the air. Like the time he smashed into a fence. He needed more training to learn how to make accurate flights. Soon, out of town with Dad Kent's aid,
I'll guide you in a circle, like a model airplane, until you gain skill in flying at high speeds.
Okay, Dad. Then I'll be ready for my first solo flight.
Eventually, in full control of his flying powers at any speed, Superboy captured criminals for the first time.
Yipes! We can't be missing at this close range. The bullets must be bouncing from that flying kid.
Right! You'll be behind bars before long. Call me Superboy.
The sign on the storefront reads, Jewelry.
This debut in public reveals Superboy to the startled world. Daily Planet. Boy of Steel aids law. Superboy displays amazing powers. Earth has super champion. But one thing was kept from the world.
In revenge against me, criminals might threaten you, Mom and Dad, if they found out I was your son. So I'll keep my secret identity as Clark Kent.
These glasses you made are a good idea, son. They'll help disguise you.
But Clark soon ran into trouble when he used his heat vision.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot that the heat generated by my eyes would melt the glass. Fortunately, nobody saw this. I need super lenses. There's one hope.
Later, destiny
again
seemed to give Clark a helping hand as he examined the wreckage of the Krypton rocket in which he had arrived on Earth.
What luck! When the super plexiglass smashed, four fairly round pieces were formed. I can make plastic frames to conceal the uneven ridges. I'll have glasses both for my boyhood and manhood that are impervious to my heat vision.
Each time after his exploits, Superboy changed back to his everyday role of meek Clark Kent. But one day...
When you disappear, Superboy shows up. And when Superboy vanishes, you show up. Maybe you are the same person?
Oh, my gosh. My next-door neighbor, Lana Lang, is on the track of my secret identity.
Later, in Dad Kent's home workshop...
Why, what's that you made, son?
A Superboy robot, Dad. It will talk and perform just like me and fool Lana.
This, the first of the Superboy robots, lulled Lana's suspicions.
Goodness, there's Superboy. Then you can't be him, Clark. Unless this is some trick.
She may be watching my home to see if she can glimpse me flying in or out as Superboy. But I'll fix that.
In his basement later, after Clark changes to Superboy...
First, I'll smash through the concrete floor and... ...form my way underground to form a permanent tunnel with an exit out of town. Now nobody, including Lana, will ever see me entering or leaving the house.
One joyful day, Crypto appeared on Earth. And after Superboy tracked down his rocket...
This Kryptonese record, put in an experimental rocket by my father, reveals how Crypto's rocket went adrift in space to land finally on Earth. My pet pup is back with me, grown up into a super dog.
Thereafter, between romps in outer space... Crypto often returned for super play with his earthly master.
Come on, Crypto. Let's race around the world. Gosh, you're the only one with whom I can play super games. You sure look great with that cape I made you.
Yip, yip, yip.
Superboy had another problem as trophies of his super deeds collected. Attic room, collection of trophies and super souvenirs. Bedroom. Storeroom for Superboy and Clark Roberts. Basement room. Super workshop.
There. Dad, let me build three secret rooms so that visitors will never stumble on any clues proving I live here as Clark Kent.
However, there was one mystery Superboy himself could never solve until one day when he sped far into space.
I overtook light rays that left Earth long ago. Before my rocket landed. Now I'll watch my past unfold and find out why I gained superpowers.
Along with his super memory of his childhood on Krypton, this allowed Superboy to guess the truth, and later...
Look, Dad. Born on a giant world with heavy gravity, my muscles automatically became super strong in Earth's light gravity. I'm like the ant, which if it were man-sized, could carry a locomotive. Grasshoppers could leap over buildings.
Krypton. Earth. Muscular powers. Super strength. Super breath. Super speed flying.
Now, notice that Krypton had a red sun, Dad. But only the ultra-solar rays of Earth's yellow sun can super-energize my brain and five senses to give me the other non-muscular superpowers.
Super senses. And mental powers. X-ray vision, telescopic vision, microscopic vision, super hearing, super memory, super calculations.
Also, those yellow sun rays which only tan Earth people's skin harden mine like steel. Radium rays, lightning, fire, nothing can harm me.
Lightning, radium, fire, yet... One day, Clark fell mysteriously ill.
Why, he has a raging fever, Jonathan.
But what could affect his invulnerable body? Could it be that green glowing meteor I found for Clark's mineral collection?
A series of tests proved the truth.
Lead is the one substance that stops these rays. But why does that green mineral harm you?
When Krypton exploded, all the fragments must have turned radioactive. Harmless to Earth people, it's deadly to me. I'll call it kryptonite.
Thus, forewarned, Clark Superboy Kent avoided his nemesis and grew to young manhood.
I could be the world's greatest football player, but I can't join the team and reveal my superpowers. Besides, it would be unfair to win that way. I'll have to pretend I'm meek and unathletic all my life.
Then came the day when Clark met one heartbreak, soon followed by another.
Mom Kent passed away a few hours ago, and now Dad Kent is on his deathbed. Choke.
There's not much time, son. Listen carefully to my last words. No one on Earth has your amazing superpowers, and you must always use them to do good. You must uphold law and order, aid those in need, and save lives. Good luck, my son, and goodbye.
He's gone.
Later, orphaned for the second time, Clark is ready to leave Smallville.
I'll never forget my loving foster parents. But now I'll go and live in a big city, Metropolis. Then I'll get some sort of job as Clark Kent, meek and mild-mannered as usual.
The inscriptions on the tombstones read, Jonathan Kent, Martha Kent.
As Superboy prepared to leave Smallville, after having said goodbye to Lana Lang, Police Chief Parker, and other officials,
I'll return secretly at night to remove my robots and trophies from the house. Huh. What's that crowd below?
It turned out to be a super surprise for the young man of steel.
Why, they're forming into letters. The whole town. Bidding me goodbye this way. They're making it hard for me to leave, but I must say goodbye to Smallville.
Farewell, Superboy. We'll never forget you.
After that came a wonderful farewell party where Superboy also did his part.
I knew I was coming, so I baked this super cake. Enough for everyone to have a slice.
Most people didn't eat that cake, but saved it as a souvenir. There must be hundreds of pieces still around in Smallville.
The sign reads, Superboy's Cake.
In Metropolis, after a time, Clark was finally hired as a reporter for the Daily Planet to meet lifelong friends in the years to come.
Lois Lane, girl reporter. Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter. Perry White, editor. They're all swell people, and this job allows me to get the news on crime beforehand and act swiftly as Superman.
After many super deeds, a grateful world honored the Man of Steel in a special way.
Superman, we present you with an honorary citizenship in all the countries of the United Nations.
What an honor. But of course, my main loyalty will always be to the United States, where I grew up.
The inscription on the scroll reads, Citizenship, United States, France, Australia, Brazil.
And every day, as the citizens of Metropolis look up in never-ceasing awe to see a flying figure flash by, a familiar cry often rings out.
Is it a bird? A plane?
A rocket?
No, it's Superman.
The end.